USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The transfer of power is complete. President Biden is the 46th commander-in-chief.
But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we, the people, who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We're good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far, but we still have far to go.
Thousands of Southern California Edison customers are without power this week as a precaution due to 80-mile-an-hour winds and red flag conditions. The largest outages were in Ventura County. More than 7,000 in Thousand Oaks and 2,000 in Simi Valley had their power shut off as a precaution. Power outages also hit customers in Los Angeles, Laguna Woods, Anaheim, Moreno Valley, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Menifee in the Inland Empire. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
We don't want Biden, we want revenge. That was Antifa's message as violence and destruction erupts in Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington Wednesday. USA Radio News Dan Naraki fills us in.
Demonstrations in Portland, Oregon Wednesday turned violent as crowds attacked the headquarters of the Oregon Democratic Party and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. A group of around 150 people marched to the party's headquarters Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, lighting dumpsters on fire, and leaving graffiti. Eight people were arrested and faced charges ranging from disorderly conduct to rioting. Federal law enforcement later used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse a crowd throwing rocks and eggs and vandalizing the ICE building Wednesday night after an unlawful assembly had been declared. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, gave a surprising defense of GOP Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on Tuesday. The Democrat spoke to reporters and said she supports Hawley's and Cruz's objections to the electoral vote count earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.